This is a HeadGum Original.
I'm rolling.
I will eat your ass.
We do have a lot to get to today. So why don't you guys get your complaints out now instead of during the episode? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like usually when we're going through this shit.
We started without Allie.
Yeah, she's supposed
to be
here
any
call.
Minute now. Well, she said, I'm going to run a few minutes late because I'm in a meeting. And then, Will, you said you have eyes on her at the HeadGum office.
Yeah, I can see her. She's in the conference room.
It looks like she's doing what?
She's typing a lot. She's definitely working, but it's
okay.
Not like...
Because before we recorded, you said... You just don't want to say it on, the
record.
No,
Allie's hard at work in there.
That's not what
That's for sure. Way. That's clear to
so
me.
So not only is she not here, but you took the, one...
Creating shareholder value.
Last week, it was a lot of us.
It was us.
Last week, it was a lot of us.
Yeah.
And it could have been Anya, too, if it weren't for you meddling adults and your dog.
An outsider might think that the company has continued to shrink and now...
It's down to just Will and kind of me.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I guess Allie's there too.
Well, supposedly. She's at least in the office.
Yeah. But with less people, it's not true because with less people, they kind of have to pick up the slack of the people who left.
They have to pick up on Slack too because these channels are a ghost town. I mean, I'm posting pretty fucking frequently into Renner app, and it's just falling on deaf ears.
So not
I'm
into
pretty
Slack.
Sure you're muted. No, it's a Slack channel called Renner app that I believe was closed months ago, if not year.
One of the last things in the HeadGum Slack says, 10 best podcasts of 2025, and Allie says, another fun one, The Outfit just made Rolling Stone's best pods of 2025. What's The Outfit?
Congrats to The Outfit. HeadGum Higher Ground co-production.
None of
Obama
us know what that is.
Reached out to Allie in particular to get that set up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a co-pro between Barack and Marty and Allie and Michelle.
Specifically, it's Shim. Had a
President
lot of
Barack Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, and Marty.
Yeah. It's sort of in Michelle between Barack and A Hard Shim. Place.
We should play Odd One Out. Between the three of them.
Was it a hit? Did people like it last week?
I think you loved it. I think Amir loved it, and the audience didn't quite comment on it at all.
Allie, this episode comes out right before our live show.
Yeah, we should say this is coming out this Friday, January 16th. There's, I think, like 5 tickets left. So if you live within driving or flying or walking distance of the Bats Improv Theater in San Francisco,
I think they just released 100 more tickets.
Oh, then we're fucked.
Wow.
Because there's 150 seats. And we've sold like 145 or something like that. So there are a couple left as of Wednesday.
I need some comps.
there's a form
depending
for comps.
On how the
have you
Niners game goes?
How
I
do you be
there?
Meaning you have family
invited,
that would
I
be
wasn't
there?
Told
you were invited and told, guys. This
I
whole
was...
episode, and then here we have Allie. It's not that joyful of an
start
entrance.
Recording.
We already have. We've been recording, Allie.
Shit.
I got a bone to pick with you, Con.
I got a bone to pick.
At 3:29, I get a text from Allie saying, wrapping up a meeting might be a couple of minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
Will joins the Zoom and says, I have eyes on Allie and she's not doing anything.
Allie, this is overblown and overstated. I said that you...
Really?
But it's underappreciated.
Yes.
Well, Will and I are I can see him here, but
we could have been in the same room, but you were busy. You were on a call.
What about
a
spin-off podcast of the HeadGum Pod where it's just Will and Harper and it's Will and Grace?
Will and Harper?
That's great.
Oh,
would
Grace
it not be
Harper.
Conover and Harper?
Conover and Harper, and then it'd be Will and Grace.
And
we have
Adam
so
Conover.
Much to get to in this first couple minutes. You know, I want to hold us, Amir, by the way, and I'm not trying to single you out, but let's just focus on you for now, from taking a nosedive into the nonsensical, right? There
the
not
macabre.
Being sort of a through line of the episode versus us being kind of on the same page and starting from there where we can kind of get to a better place comedically.
Scruff of the neck. So then if he tries to jump in.
Neck. Yeah.
Jeez.
Is anything on your agenda about your trip to Pittsburgh to see a concussion specialist? Because that's sort of the only thing.
We can get to it. The tough part is like, is the video recording? Is the video recording is where we'll start. Maybe we'll end up in a portion of the wax where we chat about the UPMC concussion clinic. But yeah, for now, the video is recording.
Great. So you flew to Pittsburgh to see a concussion specialist.
Dr. Omalu.
2 years after the concussions.
Yeah, that was over the holidays 2 years ago, right?
Yeah. So let's say the first few months of 2024 were a wash for me. Mm. And I did take a bath with how many dummy doctor appointments I went to. I got an MRI. It said nothing of note. I got a CTA scan of my neck. Nothing going on there. So why are my pupils different sizes? Why am I like, you know, tired at 5 p.m. as if I ran a marathon that day? Why am I feeling like I'm stoned every day? Because I'm like, the world feels off to me a lot. This continues on. Some of the symptoms get better. Some of them stay the same. The main one that stayed the same was that everything felt off as hell to me until a couple weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago. But it's still there. It's just barely improving.
It's
cut
hard
to me in
you
Pittsburgh.
Can't quite quantify and really qualify what this off feeling is. So
sure.
It's hard for people to diagnose. Just a general sense of off.
Dumbass doctors can't. But that was before I saw Dr. Michael Collins, MD, at the UPMC Concussion Clinic at the Rooney Sports Complex.
Any relation to the Michael Collins that went to the moon with Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin?
It's him.
Oh, that's the other guy?
Yeah, the one that didn't quite get there.
No, he stayed on the ship to make sure everyone's safe.
Yeah, but he also was reading books about the central nervous system. Yeah, it's him. Yeah. It's him. No, I do an intake form. I talk to the resident and then he comes in 30 minutes later and he's like, all right, so you're feeling this way? And I was like, yep. And then he was like, you feel like this? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, great, I'm going to tell you why. And this is after 2 years of me seeing neurologists at the Cleveland Clinic, at UCLA.
Yeah. Really successful professionals who weren't understanding why or how.
And were nowhere near understanding. And then this guy got it within 30 seconds. And he's like the lead researcher of concussions. I'm just like, how are you guys not reading his shit? How are you not reading his trials? How do you not know that there's six subtypes of concussions and I had two of them? So I'm on a 45-day... Sorry, just 1 second, Allie. I'm on a 45-day PT program.
All she said was, wow.
And after the 45 days, that kind of thing won't happen anymore. That kind of rude interruption will end, right?
It existed before the bumps and it'll exist after. But no, apparently... He says, if I follow this 45-day program, nine out of 10 chances, I'm going to be back to baseline.
So what did he say and what was his treatment plan?
So the treatment plan's pretty intense, but I'm enjoying it. It's I have to go to bed at 12:30 and wake up at 7:30 every day, immediately get out of bed and go for a 45-minute walk. Right after
did
the walk,
he say
sorry.
12:30
do you
want to
hear the program? Do you want to hear the program, or do you want to interrupt me at every turn?
He's engaging. He's engaging.
Should we save our questions for the end?
And like, how does your brain know what time of day? Yeah.
Well, you set an alarm, I'd imagine.
Yeah. But well, like, he wants.
What happens if you do 11:30 to 6:30?
Should I do it too for fun?
Right. Like
we should all.
It's
the Jeffrey James challenge.
We have so fucking much to get to. Yeah. And you guys are dragging us backwards to my appointment last week. Thank you, Allie. I appreciate it. But Amir, it is known science that if you
regardless
go to sleep
of the time zone,
this is tough, right? Because I'm trying to answer your question.
That's a good question.
This is going
like
to be
a
hard.
Trial
great question.
Like some people went to bed
great
at 11:30,
and it's an amazing question.
But the 12:30 group,
if he doesn't
did
shut
better,
the fuck
and also
up,
there's a train
I can't
in
answer the questions.
We should put clips of the Patreon in front of like social media. I feel like people don't
or
know
in
about.
Front of the board at whatever this hospital is.
Pittsburgh.
Because I do think it would be pertinent for a future paper.
Yeah, I have a word that I need to have with Doc Collins.
Word of the day.
Doc Collins.
Okay, so you're waking, you're going to sleep and you're waking up.
It just has to be
30 to 7:30. Oh.
It just has to be. It just has to be thrown. 7. It just has to be 7 to 7.5 hours, like set bedtime, set wake up time. So this is like known science that if you have a set wake up bedtime and a set wake up time, it sets your circadian rhythm in a way that makes you like less tired throughout the day. And by the time it's time to go to bed, your body's like ready to go to sleep versus when you're going to sleep at 10 one night, 1 a.m. the next night, 4 a.m. the next day. It's like your body never knows when it should be tired and when it shouldn't be. Yeah. So anyway,
okay.
Set bedtime and wake up. There's so much more. And you interrupt at every Let's single piece.
Second part.
No, what's your question?
You walk for 45 minutes. This doesn't seem like brain specific stuff so far. This is just like general energy slash inflammation. Is it like Mediterranean
diet? Your question
diet?
Is there a game?
Is there a game? Like,
that's
is there
question.
Like Wordle or Sudoku that you have to
Here's
play?
The thing. My problem with my brain is not cognition. I took a 4.5 hour neuropsych evaluation and I scored above average in every category. My memory's fine. No, this was at the Cleveland Clinic. It's not cognition.
Which we've discredited.
Yes. Well, you just call them quacks.
Well, their neuropsych tests, all they do is objective measurables where I'm like, I'm not talking about objective measurables because I can read fine. I can look at screens fine. I don't get headaches. My memory is good. Like, it has nothing to do with cognition. It has to do with perception and consciousness. Okay. So these exercises, I don't know why, I don't know what they're supposed to be doing, but he said that my biggest problem is that I'm too analytical of a person. So he was like, that's why your symptoms have sustained for 2 years, is you're constantly like, oh, that's a symptom, that's a symptom. You're like overthinking it and you're anxious about it. So he's like, so for these 45 days, the whole program is designed to get me out of my head and out into the world. So 45 minute walk. Then I have these vestibular exercises that I have to do. One of them includes doing soccer headers to desensitize myself against hitting my head again. Because of how many times I hit my head after I had the concussions. But yeah, basically I have vestibular dysfunction and like autonomic dysfunction. So I'm like constantly in like fight or flight. And
are
so
you better at the headers?
Well, it's not about like how directionally I
like
can hit
the
headers.
Like how many do you have to, and like in a row?
It's Does it just, matter if you hit the back of the net or if the goalie gets
There's
it?
No net. You guys really don't understand this.
So how many days into this program are you?
I'm 7 days in, 45 days. I'm not even close to done. I also have to read. I also have to use screens.
Oh, I'm out. I'd rather feel like this for the rest of my fucking life than have to read a goddamn book.
And then I also have to be in a busy environment, like a grocery store or just being out in public at least once per day. And then also in the afternoon, I have to do like another workout for 30 to 45 minutes. And then right after that, I have to do exertion therapy. Where I exert
and he's
myself
just like telling
until
you this over and over until, based on a 30-second description you gave him, I feel like something's off. He's like, okay, this is what you do. Wake up at 7:30,
well, no,
go
like,
to this.
I gave the resident a 45-minute explanation of everything that had happened over the past 2 years, and then he got the notes, and then he knew immediately what was the problem.
Yeah, it's kind of like a hygienist and the dentist.
Yeah, well, she's a resident,
it's
not a
lot.
Hygienist, right? It's way more impressive.
But like, it's kind of
the
same
procedure.
She is
process.
A doctor.
Like,
she is a doctor. You, she's not a
you
hygienist.
You also don't know if this
and
guy's
like,
good, because if it doesn't work, then he's really wasted a lot
what
of your
are you
time
reading.
Well, I finished Sex and Rage. I'm on to Black Swans. This is my last Eve Babbitt's book, so I'm kind of savoring it. I'm also reading a Meisner technique book.
Ooh. Cool, very fun.
What if after
I think because we're 15 minutes in and nobody gives a shit, right?
Yeah. I had a question.
What is the question?
What if after 45 days you're like, I feel great, doctor. And he's like, yeah, I made up that protocol. I think it's just a placebo thing. You're just spinning your wheels for nothing. But since it worked, now you know it was all in your head. Yeah. Would
That'd
you be like,
great.
That was awesome? Yeah.
Yeah, as long as I'm better.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny that even if it's real, it is all in your head?
Yeah, real or not, things, everything is in your head. So right? It's like they say like that for a fake thing, but like that's but where like pain originates.
If you break your leg, it's either in your head or it's in your leg.
Yeah, but like pain, that's like, oh, that's all in
pain's
your head.
Pain's also in your head. Yeah, that's your pain receptor. Yeah, because your central nervous toothache. System.
Yeah,
also in your head. Yeah, your jaw's your head. Yeah, for sure.
So are you feeling any better 7/45ths
of the way? I'm not supposed to talk about my symptoms to anyone else the 45 days.
Yeah,
right?
That's a big part of it.
Because that's like analytical.
That's a part of it is that it's you
then
have
you're
to keep
worrying
a secret?
About
yes.
It.
Yes. No, not well, even keep a secret. Don't think about it. Also, part of the fucking prescription is
to walk on fucking eggshells around Jeff.
Also, part of the program is doing things that I've been avoiding, right? So I haven't surfed since I hit my head because I'm like, what if I hit my head on a rock? Mm. I'm supposed to surf now. I can't go skiing, friends. Because what if I hit my head on a tree?
Yeah.
Part of the program is to hit my head on a tree.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think anybody should be skiing.
At
just
all,
too dangerous?
Ever?
No, too many people.
Too dangerous.
That's funny.
Sonny Bono, Natasha Richardson.
Say, it's like a motorcycle.
Not really.
Who's the most famous skier? Do they have a Shaun White of sorts?
Lindsey Vonn?
Lindsey Vonn. Mm. You know, just made a beautiful comeback.
Yeah. I gotta be honest, guys.
The Winter Olympics are coming
whenever
up.
Whenever there's an February. Episode where I haven't outlined anything... You guys are dead silent. And now we haven't even gotten to the first fucking point of Bomb
well,
of the Week.
This is fascinating.
16 minutes and you haven't
okay,
shut
a minute,
up.
Okay, a minute. Okay.
No, it's good. I'm just saying. My Bomb
You're
of the Week.
You're also speaking very highly of this doctor. You don't know if he's good yet, really.
Yeah. Well, I kind of do know he's good because all the forums of people who had post-concussive syndrome are like, if you can get in to see him, everyone's like, he fixed it.
And one last question, just because I'm sort of interested in the medical stuff.
Sure.
With regards what? To pain and not.
With regards to pain?
Pain
I don't have
not.
Pain.
Did insurance cover any of this? Or is this like, we appreciate that you have insurance, but it's still like, it's going to cost you $2,000 out of pocket, like that kind of doctor.
I just got medical insurance the day after my appointments. So I'm not sure if it would have covered it, but it was only like $150 out of pocket.
Wow, it's pretty good.
The biggest expense was like flying there and
Pittsburgh,
staying there.
Yeah.
American healthcare seems just fine. If that's so. True, why did you get insurance? It didn't seem that bad.
Let's see the headers.
Well, it was
you
shocking to me.
Oh no!
You meet Jeff for
well,
lunch.
Something else. A couple more interesting things he said was like, because I was like.
It almost it feels like therapy, like emotional helping versus
let's
like
go and surfing and then also
like attack your fears head on.
That's part of it, but I think because like perception has to do with fear also versus like headaches. But like he says that
perception
people oftentimes
has to do with fear.
No,
versus
it
headaches.
Made sense. I thought
explain
it made,
that to me.
That
then.
Tracked for me.
But
what
like
is
he
that?
Said that a lot of people after the 6 weeks will be like the best thing that was the thing that helped me the most was the headers. And when I was there, he was like, he's like, you've been avoiding things. You've been doing this. Like, you're feeling anxious. You're a highly analytical person. Like, these are the things that are working against you. He's like, we're going to get you out into the world. You need to live as externally as possible. You need to be as busy as you possibly can be. You need to be as social as you possibly can be. And he's like, and we're going to get you out there today. You're going to head a soccer ball today. And like my heart dropped to my stomach because I was like, what? Like my friend asked me to join his rec soccer team. And I said no, because I was like, well, I can't get another concussion. So for the like kind of leading researcher since 1999, the guy that the movie Concussion is about, basically.
I thought it was about a football player.
Well,
that's really
he's
exciting.
Involved in the movie is like. Because I went into it being like, whatever this guy says, I know is the cutting edge research and I will believe him. So he was like, you need to go towards all this stuff, like not away from it. And I was like, oh my God, I can go back
Jeff,
to living normally.
I think this is your movie.
It's so good.
This is not
Write
an interesting
down.
Movie.
Write
you're
it all
rediscovering.
Down.
You're rediscovering your joie de vivre.
Yeah,
well, it's such an interesting really starting.
It's hard because like
to be physical energy and
Will
also
is talking. So one
the
second.
Psychological element.
Yeah, it's both for sure. And
it's
then
a beautiful mix.
He said if it doesn't work by day 45, he is going to put me on anti-anxiety medication.
And if that doesn't work, I have a fucking steroid shot for your brain. And honestly, the soccer thing probably didn't help.
I can't believe you did that.
I went kind of ham.
But the last interesting thing I'll say is that I was like, well, let me ask you this, because I'm curious. I'm like, this is one of the things that's been keeping me from doing stuff, is that there's this kind of conventional wisdom that if you have one concussion, it's that much easier to get another concussion. And he was like, that is not true. He's like, those studies are biased against athletes. So an athlete is more likely to get a concussion over and over again because they're playing contact sports. He's like,
right.
He's like, we've done trials where, you know, people who come in to us with their first concussion, we compare their outcomes, length of healing, symptoms, et cetera, to people who come into this, whatever clinic for their second concussion. And he's like, guess who has the better outcome? And I was like, the second ones? And he was like, yep. And he's like, hey, we've just started a new trial and the preliminary results are people coming in with their second concussion versus people coming in with their third concussion. Guess who has better outcomes? And I was like, the third? And he's like, yeah. So he's like, each concussion
no,
is
the
more...
second. There's something magical about the second concussion. If you can really time it to have two, that's the sweet spot. Mm-hmm.
But he's like, it doesn't matter. And it does not make you that much more prone to getting a concussion. So that's why you got to get out there and you got to not be afraid of hitting your head. Oh. So anyone listening to this, if you have a concussion, have had a concussion, have post-concussive syndrome, or get a concussion in the future, try to go to Pittsburgh.
Just to see the bridges and stuff.
Don't go to the UPMC. Yeah, just maybe go to like a Pirates game.
A Pirates game because you want to be crowded.
Yeah. What's that?
The Will? Pit. Did you take the funicular?
I didn't take the funicular, right?
You really have to face that up, fear, dude. Though.
Man, I'm not afraid of funicular. I've been on a funicular this year.
Was it Angel's Flight?
It was Angel's
Flight.
It's not a real funicular.
It's more of a gondola.
It's one of the first funiculars ever.
They've changed it, and it's now on a track that's not technically a funicular.
Bond of the Week. I'm sorry, but Donald Trump. I want him to have a new job, right? So imagine instead of president, he's James Dond. Shaking nuts, dude.
Hit with another. License to Kill.
Does Bond say I have a license to kill? No, he doesn't.
Then he's like, hold on, I left it in my other wallet.
Yeah.
I got a lot of license to kill.
Didn't they name a new Bond?
They did.
No, they didn't
actually.
It's
very much going to be Dua Lipa's husband,
people
fiance?
Think that, but because that's not actually happening. This has happened several times throughout
Which
the course
is good
of this segment.
For me, because it means that he might be a little distant. He might be a little bit, you know, not quite the adoring husband that she needs and who's there ready to swoop in.
You think if her husband gets the role of James Bond, she's going to be less interested in him?
Yeah, well, he's going to be away. He'll be shooting in exotic locales, and he might have to kiss another girl.
All that does is increase desire.
He might have to kiss another girl for the show.
Market, yeah.
There's a betting market for the Bond.
Sure.
Kalshi?
Is it Callum Turner leading?
It's Polly
Market. Kalshi Turner?
It's Kalshi. Kalshi is leading, so this betting market is odds-on favorite to be Trump.
To be you?
Trump. So that opens him up to be Bond.
Okay.
Callum Turner raced out to 65% when that like leak was announced,
but
now
it's not
he's
a leak. This is what people
down.
Don't. This is something Marika would understand. Their PR team is leaking it to see the audience reaction, and if it's overwhelmingly positive, then he'll sign. He's not been cast.
He's met with the Broccolis.
People have met with the Broccolis.
And do they not have any say no more? It's all Bezos, right?
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah. Dua would do a good Bond song. You know what? Dua for Bond. That's my Bond. Dua
now,
Lipa for Bond.
You've made their way all the way
around.
Yeah. Word of the day. 24 minutes in, word of the day.
Okay.
Paradoxing. It's when it seems impossible that someone lives in a place, but they do. For example, you'd think Amir would have found a better home than... but he really lives in that shit box.
Yeah. Bleep that.
Sort of Barbara Streisand effect.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
Even when they're good, it still is a little
underwhelming. Yeah.
No, I love it.
Oh. Getting a screen share.
This life, big life. Is there music?
How'd you find my son?
You've been searching far and wide
for Lucky Luciano.
I like to imagine the old people sort of, you know, killing themselves during that.
Not sure.
There's something about it. I saw a middle school talent show once, and there was a little boy who sang My Heart Will Go On in a tuxedo, and I had to leave because I was crying too hard.
Yeah.
Crying with what emotion?
Like, something about it broke me. I thought it was the cutest thing I've ever seen that I started, like, heaving, sobbing, and I had to leave.
I just think it's not, you know, you gotta know your material, right? You're five, and you're singing about how that's life.
That's life.
That's what it's all about. Number two behind Callum Turner is No Bond Chosen.
Mm. Oh. Guys, 2 weeks into January 2026, are you guys any better than you were in 2025, or mostly sort of more of the same grading experiences?
Probably better than I was in late December, but
I feel good.
Par for the course.
Why better than then?
Because in late December, I was like, okay, it's fucking end of the holidays. What the hell's going on? It feels like it's been a weekend for three weeks. I need some stability in my life.
You don't like vacation?
Vacation's fine to an extent, but like it's weeks at a time. It just like it felt so aimless and listless.
I mean, there's no way you don't feel aimless now. I don't understand how that was a shift for you.
Well, now at least I have this thing to do. It's like 3:30 p.m. Got to be on a Zoom. I didn't even have that to anchor my day to.
But then, like, what do you have going on tomorrow and Friday? Nothing. And then
tomorrow I have tennis. That'll help. I wasn't playing. It was also raining a lot at the end of December.
And Friday you have helping morale.
Who?
Dennis?
The dentist?
Dennis the mentist?
And Sunday we got our show.
That's funny. True. Yeah. Sunday, January 18th, couple tickets left. Bats Improv Theater, SF Sketchfest.
Salute.
Guys, some men who are losing their hair are embracing going bald, calling it bald maxing. Now, if you guys were losing your hair, or even if you weren't, would you bald max? Why or why not?
I'm always concerned it's fading.
Yeah, I never wanted to say anything.
Well, you got a pretty thick mane
still. I think all three of you seem to be doing fine in that department.
But what about you?
Me? I've...
The hat's covering a lot of bald. A secret shame.
Yeah.
I'd love to know what it would feel like to shave my head, but I can't deal with the growing out. No.
And would you ever?
It feels like you might have had
The shortest I've ever gone is like Baby Dutch Boy.
That's fun.
Like a bob. A bob.
JP Morgan is reaching a deal to take over the... Yeah, go ahead, Amir.
Bob.
That's why you're the king, man.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess I am sort of.
What?
There's no way. An ad?
Guys, JP Morgan is reaching a deal to take over the Apple credit card. JP Morgan? More like I be shopping. Laugh, right? When
the
something's
Apple card
clever,
is a huge
you
podcast
chuckle
sponsor,
at least.
So we really
and
can't.
We
talk
haven't
Ill
really
about
cracked.
That.
We haven't cracked the code there.
I'm definitely feeling better this year than last year.
That's good. What about, did you guys hear that Vanilla, this is serious, did you guys hear that Vanilla Ice died?
What?
No, he did not.
He didn't die.
No, he didn't. I just was wondering if you'd heard that.
No, I haven't heard.
By the way, the fact that you believed it right away, I mean, what does that have to say about Vanilla?
I don't
anything
think
could happen at any time.
Yeah.
Celebrities these days.
New book I want to write. Mm-hmm. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fart. It's a self-help book that traces the origins of human struggle to the gut microbiome. Basically, the book says the more fermented foods you eat, the happier you'll be, and the less problems you'll have. 100-day happiness guarantee joy or your money halved.
Like sauerkraut?
Mm. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, now you're talking.
It's
kraut, slaws, pickled veggies.
Does
kimchi.
It have the asterisk like the other book? The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F asterisk RT.
Mm. Why?
Straight through.
It's not a swear.
I do feel like out of all your ideas, this one actually might have potential.
Yeah, for like, I don't know, the discount bin at the Urban Outfitters, maybe.
Yeah, it's funny.
Is it or are you not listening?
That's funny.
What is? You're so
spank me.
What was that?
What's that?
That wasn't planned.
How? You played it twice. That's not planned. You're pressing a button each and every time.
I'm clicking on it, but I didn't know what it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a song.
Got it.
So this is a segment called Hey Jiddle Jiddle. It's where I present a new riddle to you guys that is borderline unsolvable, and you guys see if you can crack the code. That was me Googling or searching on YouTube the Riddler's catchphrases, and this is Batman Forever 1995 Riddler cut. I thought it was just going to be him being like, hee 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 hee, but instead it was him saying, spank me. So anyway, here's the riddle. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who's typing? Yeah, no, you know, I know it's not a phone, but you know, a computer is basically a big ass phone, so no phones, no computers. Ready?
No.
Yeah,
let me know when you're ready.
Ready.
I'm a salty roundy with air to spare, but don't swallow me whole or you'll meet God.
Ritz cracker.
Ritz.
Yeah, that was pretty much exactly right.
The God part didn't make sense.
These like impossible to.
I can't believe also, you guys I don't think both you would knew die. That so fast.
I don't think you would die if you
well,
choked
salted,
on
rounded, it would, like, airy.
It wasn't.
It had to be Ritz.
Wow!
Wow!
It had to be Ritz.
Holy shit! I really I thought you it. Wouldn't get that one. That was supposed to
Putting
take about 30 minutes.
30.
Well, good thing we filled up top with so much great banter.
Spank me.
What's that from?
Batman I mean, Forever or something?
It is or that something. One is the gay Batman, so.
Yeah. Welcome to Name That Song, Classical Music Edition. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Will's cheating. He's using Shazam.
It sounds to be a dirge of some sort.
That's funny.
Not really. Mozart's third?
Is it Bach?
I'll go Beethoven.
I'll give you guys a hint. This is my favorite piece of classical music.
Not a good hint. We don't know enough about or care enough about.
Are you a Vivaldi guy?
Yeah. I do like Vivaldi, but no.
Fuck, that's kind of all.
Who
the names
sings
I know.
This song?
Who sings it?
Hang on, let me listen.
It's also sounding to be played on.
Is it? No, Ryan. Or no, I don't know.
Sorry.
No song found.
It was Olivier Messiaen, Fête des Belles Eaux, Party of the Beautiful Water.
That's beautiful.
You guys didn't get that one. Here we go. The rest of them you guys might be able to get.
It was good to start with the first one, though.
I just wanted to listen to that.
Oh, I know this.
I recognize this.
So
something
what?
Scary is happening in a movie. Oh, is this Flight of the Bumblebee?
No.
Beethoven's Fifth. Did, 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 did.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Tchaikovsky?
What is this from?
No, it's Camille Saint-Saëns, Danse Macabre.
Mm. Oh, Mamir, you said macabre earlier.
Yeah, that's why I thought he might get it. Here we go. Mm. Next one.
The Simpsons.
Shonen, Blonde Donau, The Beautiful Blue Danube.
The Blue Danube?
I mean, yeah, but sure. All right, here we go. I'll give you a hint. This one's by Grieg.
I don't know what Grieg is.
Bum, 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 bum.
Correct, Will.
That's the one.
That's your guess? Fine, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you.
Is
that was Grieg in the Hall of the Mountain King. Here we go.
Yeah.
You guys haven't gotten any of these.
I don't know any of these.
I got Grieg and I got the point.
It's all Grieg to me.
Is that part of it?
Just Amir's not taking the segment seriously with the it's all Greek to me and like these fucking idioms and axioms that aren't very interesting to anybody.
Do you listen to classical a lot?
Trying to engage, trying so
it's
hard.
It's mostly
to, like,
shit like this.
Treat you like a person.
Doing headers. Like a seal.
And then, welcome to another edition of New Royce. These are going to be two-person improv scenes based on a one-word suggestion, but one of you is going to have to be a character named Royce, and then you'll have backline support from. Don't. Yeah.
Have we done this before?
We've done it before. Mm. I wouldn't like nod like it's you already get it. Edition. I would like let me get the whole idea out before you like act like you definitely understand what I'm saying, right?
Well, I'm just like, nodding along as I understand the words that are coming out of your mouth.
My mouth. Yeah, I get that. Listen, San Francisco, January 18th. It's going to be a hoot. Get your tickets. I've been trying to plug things in a way that makes it so that if people skip by 15 seconds, they hear it at least twice in the episode.
If they're skipping through the episode, they're not going to come to the live show. And why would you skip through an episode like that if you're paying for it? Stop paying for it.
So New Royce is basically two-person improv scenes. One of you will be playing a character named Royce, and the two people not in the improv scene can call out New Royce at any moment. Let's start with Will and Amir. And Allie, can we get a suggestion?
Sure. Cucumbers.
Now, one of you has to be Royce. The other one cannot be Royce. And you can't introduce yourself at the top of the scene.
Hey, do you have cucumbers for sale here?
Aren't you Royce? I've heard a lot about you in the neighborhood.
Just moved
coming
in.
After the cucumbers.
I'm looking for something that would be good to turn into a pickle or something. Like if I were to pickle them to create a gherkin, ideally. I don't know if you have any cucumbers like that.
I do. The only problem is that they're under this big, heavy awning. And it collapsed all over the, produce. So I'll need your help lifting that, and you can have all the gherkins or, whatever you need.
I'm actually pretty weak, so I don't know if I'll be able to help you out with the awning. But let me
Royce.
Sorry?
New Royce!
Hey, guys. I couldn't help but hear that you guys needed somebody to lift the awning.
Whoa, you're jacked, man.
Yeah.
Name's New Royce!
Can you guys keep it down? I'm trying to take the MCATs over here.
Who's that nerd over there? That must be Lil Royce.
Yes.
From down the block.
We Royce 3 come to hang out with thee. One is small, one is dirty, one's a big guy.
New Royce. We...
Wait, 3 Royces?
New Royce.
You guys are crowding the front of the store. Stoner
Royce, get
out of here.
I gotta get in here, man. I'm fucking angry and I'm pissed off that I can't get to these goddamn cucumbers. What'd
Mayor
you say,
Royce? You can't be for real right now. I've shipped your cucumbers weeks ago.
Can we pause?
Yeah.
Can we just pause the scene? What's happening right now is that. You know what? Let me ask you guys. Will, what do you think is happening right now in New Royce? Do you think that Amir is following the prompt? Or do you think you're following the prompt?
The prompt being cucumbers or the prompt being the game, which is
the prompt being New Royce.
Yeah.
Allie's been perfect.
I feel like we're doing great.
I think we're fine. I think that it's a little clunky, but.
Will has been being the one to name and label Amir's new Royce.
He's not allowed to introduce himself.
No, he's just not at the top of the scene. Just not at the top of the scene. We're knee deep in the shit.
I did introduce myself at one point.
And every time we say new Royce, it's on Amir to come up with a new character. But instead, Will keeps being like, oh, Mayor Royce, jacked Royce. Just...
He's feeding me.
Amir's been doing different voices.
He's feeding me thin ice.
And then he's saying a song picking about it up.
Thin ice action.
Thin ankles. Let's move on and do two different people, Jeff and Allie, right?
No, let's finish your guys' scene. I don't want to be rude. Okay.
Finish. Yeah. It was over. It was way more than over.
There was a denouement that was building.
There was a denouement.
Something Amir said stuck Danube. With me.
That's what
and I was
say.
Wondering, well, when you said the word gherkin, do you think anybody's ever done anything with gherkin merkins?
Oh, interesting.
So like a pickle wig?
Yeah, or like a relish a pubic mound.
Yeah.
I don't know. It
Call
just,
Kim K.
I wrote it down.
Yeah. All right, let's do a scene with Amir and Allie. And, Will and I will be backline support. Will, can we get a word for them?
Run club.
Action.
I'm really excited.
It's my first day. I'm trying to break out of my fear for my
sweet.
Doctor.
Oh, wait. Your doctor said to break out of your fear? What kind of doctor is that?
Just sort of a little of this, a little of that. It's not important.
Okay. And his advice to you is specifically to join a run club?
Yeah. He said, Royce, if you want to do something, challenge your fear and run. So here
your name is Royce?
Yeah. Why? What's your name?
That's crazy. I'm Todd, but my wife's name is Royce. And I'm like,
no
that's such
way.
A unique name for a woman. I've never heard that before until There was you.
Voices. Well, what's crazy is this is getting into it as we're beginning to run, but you know, I was a twin and they split us up because my parents didn't want us. Our parents didn't want us.
Yeah.
And they named us both Royce and gave us to different families.
Interesting. Did they happen to drive a Rolls Royce? Because that's what my wife's dad drove, and he sort of named his twin daughters Rolls and Royce. And it's interesting because your twin was named Royce as well. So it was Royce and Royce. So did he drive a Rolls Royce?
Sorry, can we stop? Can we just pause? I mean, there's adding specifics, and then there's word vomitings and word salad, Amir.
Why didn't you
adding detail after detail? You're not even Royce.
For you.
Allie's Royce.
I know.
You're
and
Todd.
Your wife is Rice.
All you gave us the opportunity to do was say New Todd. And that is the game called New Todd or is it
no,
New Royce?
No, it didn't have to be me. You could have said New Royce and it could have been Allie as a New Royce.
I liked
you didn't give her any building. Fucking room to breathe, Amir.
That there was like kind of a moment where
it was
world
building.
Yeah, we're about to find out that we're long lost relatives.
No, because he even negated that because you said that your twin was named Royce yes. and that you were named
and
Royce.
He did say
and Amir
Royce.
Said that his wife, his sister-in-law is Rolls.
Which yeah, is like
so he was steamrolling. One second, Amir. One second.
Said you're too analytical. Why don't you take a beat and go dribble a ball off your head?
Let's just.
Was he giggling to the nurse while he recommended all this stuff?
Can we just finish out the scene? Let's
resident.
Try and turn polish this turn into a fucking you know, scene.
You know it was a resident.
Okay, so we're dropping back into Todd.
Let's drop Royce. Back in. Amir, you're Todd. Royce, you're Royce. Let's just make sure that Allie gets her
Royce
space.
You're Royce.
Let's make sure that Amir's not just vomiting nonsense. Action.
Oh man, are you okay? That sucked watching you throw up back there.
Yeah, I get anxious before long races, but I'm good.
Okay, good. Well, I'll be your buddy throughout this club. We're
Thank
both
you.
In the 16-minute mile, so just us.
Yeah, we run slow as shit, but whatever. Yeah. It's better than not running at all. My doctor says I'm supposed to run 45 minutes a day.
Really?
Yeah.
My doctor said I should wake up at 7:30.
That's really
New
specific.
Royce.
Oi.
Oh, hey.
Oi.
Yeah, no, come over and join us. What's your name?
What's this? I'm Royce.
Sorry, Royce like R-O-Y-C-E or Royce like R-I-C-E, but you have a Australian accent.
Royce, like I'm going to raise my Royce if you don't let me know.
Royce, your voice? So, sorry, spell.
It's, you know, it's not often on this show that we get those golden nuggets.
Yeah.
Don't make me Royce my voice.
Royce. My
I voice. Mean, that's a shirt. There's
really.
No way that doesn't become a hat. I defy anybody coming to the show in San Francisco this Sunday, January 18th, to not bring a poster that says, Royce, your voice. That's that gold that Amir, I'm sorry, you used to have the Midas touch, but now you have the Shitus touch.
It's my favorite Hilary Duff movie.
The Shitus touch?
The Shitus touch.
No, Royce, your voice.
Plugs, what do you guys have going on? Sorry, what do you want to point the people towards? Let's start with Will. Not that there's much there.
I won't be attending the HeadGum Live podcast.
So if you did buy a ticket and you were nervous, just know that you can kind of rest easy. Interesting.
Yeah, if you were nervous that I might be there and you might have to
well,
see
it's a, me. It's a three-day weekend. You can almost turn it into like a fun little Bay Area vacay or even a staycay, really, and then hop on down to the show. Hang out in the back, get recognized a lot because you've been pretty heavily on these last
few. You're kind of the
Again,
king of the audit.
People are, we're running out of guests. So I'm really kind of the bottom of the barrel.
No, don't say that. No.
I think you're kind of like, you're the Diana now.
Yeah, the cream of the crop, the way to the top,
the dregs
princess.
Of the cup.
But in terms of plugs, I'll plug. What was that doctor you went to again, Jeff?
Dr.
Mike?
Dr. Mickey Collins, yeah.
Mickey, wow. That's the first time we're hearing
if
about the
Mickey.
If you
go and mention, what's a thing that like, what's like your promo code you could use on this show? What's that? That was it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What?
Or that's funny. I feel like he's trying to turn into like the new what's that?
That's funny.
If you say that's funny, Dr. Mike will give you a free head check.
All right. Really long plug. Not much substance within it either. Amir, yeah, what do you got?
I mean, I kind of don't mind that Pittsburgh doctor plug. Maybe not that specific one, but if there was like a chiropractor in the, if not Pittsburgh, Erie, Pennsylvania, sort of Western PA area, could be cool to like give that specific type of doctor a shout out. I don't know if anything comes to mind when I say like chiropractor in the Erie, Pennsylvania area. Do you know anything like that? Jeff?
Your plug is asking me if I know a chiropractor in Erie?
Yeah, or like, do you know a chiropractor in Erie? And then my plug is to just that guy or girl. There. You rarely see a female chiropractor. I don't know if it's like a type of medicine that specifically prevents women because you have to be sort of a large figure to like want to like stand on people's backs, and that's a pretty like odd masculine energy to have. But if there's like a female chiropractor even within 50 miles of
Erie
State College, Erie, even as north as Buffalo there, sort of like near the lake.
You've reached your limit on talking. Shut the f*** up.
Thanks for bleeping it.
Allie, what do you got?
Okay, well, I'm back to streaming gluing shit on paper. Yeah. But she's back. And then also I want to give a shout out if anybody's looking for any gifts and they're like, I need to get my mom something. I need to get my girlfriend something. What should I do? What should I buy? George Glass Mosaic is the new preeminent online shopping locale for all of your beautiful glassware needs.
New?
Crafted by my mother.
Wait, what?
So, wait, can you say it again?
What?
Everybody here. I need Dally to say it again because I want to go get it started.
My favorite position is GEO.
So your mom made a website for glassware?
Yes, my mom mosaics, and she just made a website via GoDaddy for her brand, which is George Glass Mosaics.
Wow. Interesting.
So go buy some glass. Yeah. We're only 4 weeks away from Valentine's Day. I can't think of a better gift for your SO than some blown G.
Yeah, get your ass some glass.
Yeah, really good. It looks like chiropractor is closer to a 60-40 split. I guess historically it was much more male-dominated, but there's a gender shift happening.
Broke the glass spine in a way.
And I'll plug my Instagram at Jeffrey James and the show on Sunday. HeadGum Podcast live at SF Sketchfest.
Why are you upset?
I'm pissed.
Like, that's the energy you want heading into the
there's
show.
There's so much we could have done with the material I brought, and I feel like Allie nailed it, and you guys didn't quite bring up the rear.
We turned your wax into
New Royce.
Most.
I'm
this was
sorry,
all like, within the Run Club scene.
Yeah, New Amir Royce. And I were even going like this.
New Royce.
For who?
That was a HeadGum Original.